So, this is Teasley, and welcome to what is now officially the final episode of From the Cheap Seats, because things this year have gotten the way, and me and Jesse have became distant, and Jesse's went on to do bigger and better things with source material, and I've been working. So, I figure since tonight is the three-year anniversary of From the Cheap Seats, tonight would be appropriate to also be the final episode of Cheap Seats. So, as always, my trusty cohort, Jesse Starcher, is joining me tonight. What's up, man?
Dude, 2016-2017 season is coming to an end. We did one show getting prepared for the NFL season, and then we just were like, well, it was either work or other podcasts or just all sorts of crazy crap happened, and we just couldn't – it was hard to find time to do stuff. And I hate for this to be the last one, but I figure this, it hit me last night. I'm laying there in bed and I'm like, man, we've never done like a live episode where we were watching like a football game. So at first I was like, man, we should commentate the whole Super Bowl. And I was like, that would be a disaster. So I was like, well, let's do one with like either we'll either do a quarter or we'll do like a halftime heat episode or something. So that's what I build this one as, halftime heat for the Cheap Seats. Let's talk about where we're at here. It's halftime in the Super Bowl. What are you thinking so far, man?
Well, first let's rewind a few things. 2016 was a monumental year for me. As some people know, one relationship came to an end for me, and begrudgingly, you know, but with that being said, it opened the door for another relationship. So we'll go ahead and talk about that real quick. One engagement ends, and as of this past Tuesday, I got re-engaged.
Man.
Also, I have moved to I moved out of Madison, West Virginia. I now live in Huntington, West Virginia.
Go Herd.
deep in the Herd country. Being a W fan, that's a little brutal.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's nice adjustment. I get ribbed a little bit here. The local Fat Patties, where I'm known as WVU, because of all the WVU gear I wear when I go in there. Other than that, I mean, you know, it's been a crazy year.
Now you set a date, right?
Yes. I'm actually getting married October 7th of this year. Not only will I be gaining a great wife and who I'm engaged to now, Amber, which you and Ronnie had the luxury and Stephen Marsh meeting at a remix show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gaining a 9-year-old stepdaughter as well. So
that is big changes from the last time we talked, man.
Yeah, I guess since the last Chiefs seats, a lot's changed. but going into the sports year, a lot of big things going on with that. I mean, me and you took an adventure together. We went up to Cleveland and watched a Johnson Cleveland game where we seen some drunk girls puke on people in front of them. We seen a brawl about to ensue behind us.
Oh man,
we got to drive through a ghetto.
Indeed, we did.
I mean,
that was like most, you know, of Cleveland.
Just because we wasn't recording Cheap Seats, though, we had mentioned that we was going to do a live commentary on our trip, and we just kind of, I think we both kind of just forgot.
too excited.
From the GPS dying as we're getting ready to leave the stadium, and we're about getting lost in Cleveland trying to get home.
It was some beautiful sights up there. After we finally got parked and was able to like walk down by the lake and get to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was awesome. Got to see the Cleveland Browns drum line, most notably.
That was probably one of the, besides me actually getting to see the Giants win and, you know, getting to spend, you know, the day with one of my best friends, the Cleveland drum line was one of the highlights of the trip, in my opinion.
One of my favorite memories of the trip was when we first get into the stadium, you know, nobody's in. We're in there way early because we left like ass early in the morning. And we get there and there's nobody in the stadium. So we're like way down there on the lower deck right by the field. And you walk up, you're up against the wall. I think we're on the Giants side of things, or at least most of the Giants players are practicing around there. And you look back at me and you have this, I'm just kind of sitting back because there's all these people up against the wall, you included. And you look back at me and you got this smile on your face because you're watching these guys, your team.
Because I got to shake hands with Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh my gosh. That's tremendous, dude.
I mean, that was great. Getting, I mean, you know, just the brief, hey, what's up? Shake my hand. I mean, the only person that could have topped that is if Eli would have came over and hugged me, and then I probably would have humped his leg.
I wasn't going to carry you up all the way to where our seats were.
you probably would have had to get me out of some kind of a Cleveland Brown prison if I got to speak with Eli. But based on the season, I mean, the Giants made the playoffs. We got to watch them live. Cleveland is Cleveland.
Yes.
I mean, it's thing. Also in 2016, a couple of new things happened. What is funny is not only I bought a house in Huntington, I just didn't move to Huntington. I bought a house.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, one of Amber's Christmas presents became a brand new car I bought her. So yeah, I mean, 2016 was, it went from the lowest of lows to the highest of highs where I'm at right now. And I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Big turnaround.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm ecstatic. I'm sitting here watching the Super Bowl with her, listening to her cuss and rant and rave because she's a Patriots fan.
Oh, goodness.
And she's not too happy at the moment, but she's very energetic. She's got the beagle and the cat. If everybody knows, you know, I still have Rocket. He moved to Huntington with me. So he is making his cheap seats exit as well. So, I mean, it's now we're getting ready to watch Lady Gaga and some shitty halftime thing.
I came downstairs to the basement. My daughter, thank goodness, goes, who's playing the halftime show? And I said, I don't know. And then immediately a Lady Gaga commercial or whatever popped up there, and they were talking about how she's going to be doing the halftime show. My daughter goes, couldn't they have found somebody better? I said, I'm proud of you, kid. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know who else they would have found, though. I mean, because it's always freaking pop acts. Best halftime show.
She's off to a good start right now.
Didn't they have Metallica like last – was it last year?
No, Coldplay. Coldplay was last year.
Okay. She's off to a good start. What's she singing? I'm downstairs here in the basement.
She's singing America is Beautiful.
Didn't we already hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, okay. It's halftime. Falcons are up. I didn't get a chance to watch the last 2 minutes because I came down here and was messing around with YouTube.
Oh, and she just jumped off the – okay. She's rappelling into the stadium right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Spider-Man. I was kind of hoping for Owen Hart. Homage. I'm not saying that I would object if she pulled a blue blazer.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. But so we're sitting here.
She is one of the most, I don't know.
You don't know? Are you sure?
She doesn't. Lady Gaga can be like very attractive, okay, but she can look uglier than a sack full of assholes.
How's she looking tonight? Is she got her Super Bowl best on?
I don't know. She looks like, I don't know. She looks like a pissed off raccoon.
I don't think that's fair. That probably doesn't look too good.
Like her eyes look like she's got pissed off raccoon eyes.
Eey.
Now she's singing Poker Face.
Oh, good. That's so, a hit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know if her penis or her vagina's showing. So, I mean, Is that a WVU tattoo on her leg? Is that the flying WV? That sure the hell looks like the flying WVU on her leg.
Oh, no.
If that is, she has gained a lot of, because she spends a lot of time in West Virginia. Her grandmother lives in up near Morgantown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. I found that out when I went and seen her concert that you guys made fun of me for.
Wow. We still do.
But we won't. Yeah, I know. You know who we need right now?
Tell me.
We need a call in. I know he's at work. but we need to call him by Robert Cooper, because Robert Cooper was a huge part instrument in From the Cheap Seats when it first got started. And, you know, I know we're going to be all over the place while we do this. But,
yeah, like we,
I
like
take
we had
this,
all sorts of time to prepare.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you let me know about this like right before kickoff. But that being said, since this is the last From the Cheap Seats, and no, I'm not going away. We'll make that announcement at the end, though. But I want to take a personal chance to say, give a huge thank you to Mark Radledge for letting me do From the Cheap Seats. And here on the Radledge Broadcasting Network, because I mean, without Mark, this would have never happened. Because he was like, "Yeah, I don't care, Teasley. Just go talk sports. I don't care. Just leave me alone and quit singing. Do you want to build a snowman?"
Yes, that sounds like Mark Radledge.
But yeah, I mean, and you know, the very first From the Cheap Seats, Jeremy Lambert was a part of, even though that the sound quality kind of really sucked because I was still learning. I was still new to podcasting, and it took me a couple episodes to get down. Robert Cooper was very instrumental, and then he became a working man, and he grew up in the world, and was not able. And then you stepped in and became like the straight man to my antics, whether I was drunk, sober, pissed off, or whatever. But I mean, also I want to take this opportunity to say a huge thank you to people like Dan Hines from Dynasty Football Warehouse that was very instrumental in, you know, things along with From the Cheap Seats. I mean, you know, me, you, and Dan, we created the Dynasty Football Charity Championship to help two young gentlemen, me and you met. Thanks to this little crazy podcast I've done, Hunter Gandy. I mean, he was him and Braden was the basis behind the charity football championship that we created.
Yep, I'm proud to be a part of that. That was probably one of my favorite accomplishments, and probably still is, of what I've done for podcasting so far, was actually getting that together and trying to get other people into it in order to have a good time playing fantasy football and also help, you know, charities. I'd like to see other, I don't know if I've seen any other podcasts or other organizations do that after we've done it.
No, it was kind of innovating. I mean, if you ask me, at least, then, I mean, you know, some people has filled in for me when I've been unavailable. They filled in for, you know, you went on to major success here on the Radledge Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I mean, you can go ahead and put it that way if you want. I don't know about all that.
Well, I mean, you outgrew me. I mean, it wasn't the other way around.
The show
didn't outgrow you. You outgrew it because, I mean, source material is like booming. I mean, you're pumping out content. So,
well,
I mean, you know, the Flintstones and Ronnie Adams on the Flintstones with some great podcasting. Hi, Ronnie.
He's the Psy Master.
The Psy Master. Is that like one of those infomercials, like the Thigh Master? We're going to see Ronnie as the Psy Master.
He is the Psy Master. Oh, goodness.
But I mean, you know, you went on to, you know, me and you collaborated on a couple of source materials. I mean, you know, I want to take a special thank you to Ronnie. Ronnie's come in. I mean, Jeff Harris, who's called in. And, you know, we've done, you know, me and Jeff has had our issues in the past, and I apologize for my part on that. But, you know, Jeff called in one night and we had a 20-minute discussion about football. And, you know, it was probably one that it kind of caught me off guard that, one, he called in. Two, I think I caught him off guard because of the knowledge that I brought to the conversation. And, you know, a kind of a mutual respect was gained through a 20-minute conversation me and him had live on air.
If I remember correctly, it was a discussion about Tom Brady.
It was a discussion about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know, there's been other people that's filled in that, you know, been that are mainstays here in the Radledge Broadcasting Network, but you know, when I was like away doing stuff, they would fill in, or, you know, you and Cooper's made a couple of callback appearances every so often I mean, I think it was a lot easier for him when the Panthers were doing good than what it was whenever they started sucking this year. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I mean, we've made some good friends through this podcast. And, you know, I think this was – I mean, I could be wrong, but this was your first
– Dude, absolutely. Gig. This was my introduction, and you gave me the opportunity to come on and do a sports show, which – I'll tell you right now, as I've said many times before on this podcast, I'm not the guy who is watching football every day, and sports statistics is not my thing. But I enjoyed talking football and I enjoyed talking sports with you. It gave me the opportunity to come on here and cut my teeth on doing something that I love. I love to sit down and actually discuss stuff, and that led to me getting the balls to ask Mark Radulich, who again could have gave a he could care less. You know, we come to him and say, hey, I got an idea, and he's like, well, go for it, you know, because he clearly, you know, if he's got somebody that's motivated out there like you were to do a podcast about sports, and when I finally got the nerve up to say, hey, how about one for comics, and he's like, yeah, go for it, we discussed what we loved. And that's what was fun about it. And bringing, when you let me come on here and become a co-host, that gave me the practice that I needed to kind of hone my skills. And then, of course, the desire to do more. You know, hey, I want to do the comic book podcast. We had the opportunity to do stuff with Ronnie Adams on Screaming Boy. So we jumped into that. And it just became a thing where, okay, hey, I have enough time. I'm lucky enough to have enough time in the evening to do this.
Okay, quick Lady Gaga update.
Please.
She likes right now. She looks like really, really, really attractive as she's singing Bad Romance.
Has she changed any outfits?
Yeah, she's changed outfits like four times already.
Oh wow!
Though I'm still upset we didn't have a Blue Blazer moment, but continue.
So anyway, yeah, you gave me the shot, man. I mean, Mark didn't have any, he didn't have any say on me coming onto your show. It was me coming to you and saying, or you coming to me and saying, would you mind stepping up? So it all thanks to you and this show, man.
It was all, I lost Cooper as a co-host due to work and school and everything. And, you know, minding your friendship. And I was like, I knew you was a big Browns fan. I was like, hey man, you know, you want to kill some time and be my new co-host since Cooper's going to be out of commission? And he was like, and I mean, I think you was a little reluctant to accept it because you really didn't know.
I didn't know.
You didn't.
I don't know shit about sports.
No, not really. I don't think you had the confidence in yourself to like the actually go out and, you know, put yourself out there. But then it was like from the very first show, me and you had a good chemistry together, just like me and Cooper had.
Yeah,
we had Mark makes fun of Mark makes a joke that you was the ultimate Radulich Buckets and super fan. Yeah. And that turned into you being my co-host, which turned into you becoming, you know, the hardest, probably one of the hardest working men on the Radulich Buckets network with all the source material, especially, you know, through the month of December when you just like light stuff up. I mean, it's like, I see it was like,
if there's a slot to fill, I'll fill it.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, now there's a bunch of new shows here on the Radulich Broadcasting Network. There's, I mean, you know, there's some good, some I'm still warming up to.
You got a different selection. We got to watch 2016 saw the end of Long Road to Ruin, which was, you know, that was a rough one. That thing had been around for three or four years. Metal Hammer of Doom still going strong. And of course, Robert Winfrey with the 411 ground and pound.
Amber just celebrated that Lady Gaga didn't do anything political with her performance.
Oh, wow. That's a big step. I'm surprised.
She's happy about that. But we've seen the end of, I guess you could say, the end of an era with Long Road to Ruin coming to a close and it being replaced with a On Trial. Which I will say, your voiceover work at the beginning of that is spectacular.
That was one of them ones where I was like, I got to do it. I got to try it at least.
So I
could have cared less if they used it or not. I just wanted to hear what it sounded like over the Nightcore theme.
And then, you know, one of my favorite shows is on hiatus. I don't know if it's ever coming back. And that's everybody that loves a bad guy. I mean, you know, Winfrey is like probably the...
Oh, he's the all-star, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably one of my favorite people I could sit down and listen to do anything. I mean, I honestly could probably listen to Robert Winfrey read an instruction manual. I'd listen to it on my way to work because, I mean, it's just because he would find a way to make it entertaining.
Yes.
Mark is just like, Mark is Mark. I mean, his personality shines through on everything. I just started to listen to his and Gavin's podcast, because Gavin made me. And I'm digging it. So, and then, you know, I kind of miss some people that were mainstays here on the Rattlinger Broadcast Network, like, you know, Pat Mullen. You know, it was a thing. Also, you know, we forgot Gavin. Gavin was very intermissible in From the Cheap Seats at the beginning. I mean, we done the him and Pat both. We did the bracket of all time greatest sports movies with him and Gavin. I mean,
I was in on that.
Pat and Gavin.
Well, yeah, that was where I got my education on Will Ferrell's
semi-pro.
Thank you. Yes, which I still haven't watched today.
Oh, we gotta fix that.
It's gotta get remedied.
I mean, this is kind of the swan song. I mean, it's nothing great. I mean, you know, Friend of the Cheap Seats had its moments. It had a lot of high points, more so a lot of low points at times, because there were sometimes it was just me and you talking. And had me getting drunk watching a draft, and you putting the kids to bed, and me passing out.
How many podcasts have you fell asleep on?
Enough. But with that being said, I mean, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you still have source material and it's going strong, and it's great. I mean, you're doing great work. The great thing, I mean, you know, I love that I work as much as I do, but then again, it takes away from my hobbies, which I'll go ahead and announce now. Though From the Cheap Seats is going away, I'm in talks with MJ and Michael and Jimmy over at Top Shelf Fantasy, and I guess I can officially announce, since this is the last Cheap Seats, me and the guys from I have officially been added to the staff of Top Shelf Fantasy, and I'll be running the podcast over there with Jimmy and Michael. So,
what do these guys do over at Top Shelf Fantasy? Because if it's just strictly fantasy football, dude, you're going to own that place.
Yes, it is strictly fantasy football. It's player ratings. We've talked around, our first show is going to be actually the week or 2 weeks before the one or two weeks before the actual NFL draft. So that's going to be in a couple of months. We're just kind of getting things filled out, seeing what's going on. But we're definitely going to do a pre-NFL draft. We're going to do a mock draft. This might be something that I don't know if anybody ever read it or enjoyed it. I mean, it was something that actually got me in. And I want to say thank you to Gavin Napier. I got to say it with the sophistication.
The French flair.
Napier. But I want to say a huge thank you to him, because that gave me the confidence. So the great thing about it is a little thing I done was called NFL Soup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody ever read it. I don't even know if you read it. I don't know if you liked it. That will be coming back. But instead of being on Casual Heroes, it will be moving with me over to the Top Shelf Fantasy. It's a nice little thing. Why is anytime you tag me in something, I just got a notification, it comes up in like Arabic now. Are we being taken over by Muslims or something on Twitter?
Are you talking to me, dude?
Yeah, I just got a Twitter thing and it's in Arabic.
Honest to goodness, dude, I don't know what the hell's going on with that. Every time I create a show on the Source Material Network, I've had it sent out in Spanish. I've had it sent out in Arabic. I've seen it go out in like Japanese or Chinese. I mean, it's just, I don't know what the deal is. So, hey.
But I mean, the Top Shelf, I'm on the Top Shelf Twitter page, which is at Top Shelf Guys. I mean, they were on Twitter. If anybody wants to go follow that and follow me along there. I mean, I tweet on there occasionally. MJ gets on there and tweet. Jimmy tweets on there. We all three are interactive on there. Of course, I still got my Twitter account that I rarely ever use, and that's at TurkeyGlue 822. You know, it's a process. I mean, the guys over at Top Shelf, I mean, are great guys. The only people that rival him is, you know, Jordan, Dan, and all of them over at Dynasty Football Warehouse, which I hope they ain't too mad at me that I'm going to be kind of competing with them. But I don't really consider competing because, you know, Dan and them, I mean, I love everybody at Dynasty Football Warehouse. And I think this is actually going to be I'm hoping to help make Top Shelf as great as Dynasty Football Warehouse, which is filled with a bunch of great guys. So
yeah,
we're going to be having articles go up. You know, we've got the podcast going. Hopefully they're bringing me on the, in Jimmy's words, the quote unquote, interject new life, because they became stagnant. They was looking for something to get going. And now we're back on kickoff. So we're going to go ahead and close this up, man. I mean, unless there's anything you want to add as we sit here and watch the second half kickoff. I've kind of rambled on here late, here at the end. So
no, my final words are thanks, man. I mean, we've had a good run. We had some good shows. We had some great guests, you know, Cole Cash, freaking, we had White Dwayne on here.
Dwayne Williamson, Cole Cash, our good buddy that's going to be owing me two Mellow Yellows and two Reese Big Cups, Justin Ewing.
That's right. Long live the snow show.
Another show for some time.
For some time. But yeah.
For now.
It's been a good run, dude. I've had a lot of fun.
It's kind of hard that this would have been kicking off our fourth year doing Keep Seats.
Yep.
But I mean, it was a nice 3 year run we had. I mean,
we did, man.
It was real fun. I mean, you know,
you can catch us though. I mean, if anybody out there is really needing to hear me and Teasley talk again, well, that won't be too long because we've got Old Man Logan coming up here on Source Material, and Jason Teasley will be coming onto that show, and we will be discussing the Wolverine and Old Man Logan. So it'll be a lot of fun when we do that. But yeah, man, I look forward to whatever's coming in the future for you, dude. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you tear it up. Well, I know you'll tear it up over there. If it's fantasy football related, geez Louise, I know you've got plenty of experience of that.
Just probably 17 years worth of fantasy football experience, which I mean,
here's the thing. You pack like, what, 20 football seasons into one season? Well, you know, when you do 20.
Currently I just added two more leagues. I cut some leagues out this past year, but, you know, I figured that gave me too much free time, and I kind of got myself in trouble with too much free time on Sunday. So I added two more leagues. So and if anybody hears a feminine voice cheering in the background, it's because Amber's getting really excited for the second half of the game. And, oh, look at that. Cheating. Push off. Now she's ready to pull her hair out. She's getting into it.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I can't. I am away from a team.
It's just incomplete. Patriots broke up a pass, and she got excited because I think that's the highlight of the game this far.
For the Patriots.
I'm getting flipped off right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She would really hate that if I turned the cam on, I flipped around and just started recording her, wouldn't she? Go, baby, go.
What's going on?
Oh, Julian Edelman had just a nice punt return.
Stop him. I really wish Gavin would have had a chance to get on here. I would have loved to have heard his take. I mean, this is his Falcons, man.
Yeah, this is his Falcons.
Wow.
I mean, we can interview Amber. I mean, she's right here. I'm pretty sure that Now, you want me to interview you, dear? Sure. I mean, I want. Hold on. We're going to get Amber's thoughts on the game.
Ask her if Archie Manning is going to get MVP.
Here. I don't want to be on the podcast. No, you're. What are your thoughts on the game so far, ma'am?
The Patriots are freaking sucking.
Oh.
I won't say the word that I really
want to
say.
Why? It's only a PG podcast. You go back, I get racial and everything else. I don't care to offend the people in the world, in the podcast land.
In old podcast land.
There's some times that Ronnie just, I'm pretty sure Ronnie just sighs and goes, Teasley, oh God.
Yes, indeed.
But, I mean, it's been a good run, man. I mean,
I thank you for at least
you're going to do editing on this, right? Or are we just going straight up?
Yeah, I can do editing on it.
That's because we need to have, since this is the last one, I think it would be appropriate to have our outro.
Okay.
Our cheap seats outro that we always use that I said that is that people sing anytime I leave the room. I think we need to have that added into this.
And that was, help me out.
We can't spoil the surprise.
All right. You will have to send it to me and remind me.
I will send it to you right now. I promise it won't be in Arabic like it is on Twitter.
All right, then.
I gotta get up at 2 a.m. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, that's like right around the corner, dude. Right around the corner. Well, I leave it to you, sir, to sign off here. I step back. I want to again thank everybody out there who are any fans of the Cheap Seats. Thanks for sticking with us and listening. And here comes a bunch of clothes down the stairs. Why are you throwing clothes down the stairs?
He wants to know what your pecker's for.
Ah, what a way to end it. Anyway, Jason Teasley, thank you very much. It's all up to you now.
Well, in closing, I want to say this. I mean, thanks for anybody that has enjoyed our cheap seats. I'm trying to do this as Amber's cussing beside me, and I'm trying to be real heartfelt to our fans, all two of them.
Oh, goodness.
But, I mean, any fans up from the cheap seats, I really appreciate you guys, you know, listening when we was doing the show, you know, ask for you guys to support, you know, Jesse going forward. If there's anything that, you know, if you guys want to listen to me rant and rave again, I mean, I'll be over on Top Shelf. Like I said, I mean, you got the, you'll be able to, you know, hit us up on Twitter at Top Shelf Guys, or hit me personally up at TurkeyBlue822. I mean, that being said, Cheap Seats didn't run its course. Just life got in the way. Jesse outgrew me, and I'm not too proud to say that Jesse outgrew me on the fact that, you know, sports material took off. And I'm, you know, I wish the best for him, since he did outgrow me and outgrew the show, because he went on to some, you know, a lot of success for sports material. So we didn't run our course. Just life got in the way, and Jesse kind of became bigger than the show. And now I got to ask for autographs and, you know, kind of got to schedule, you know, interview times just to like kind of hang out with him and Ronnie. Cause
oh yeah. Give him a secretary.
I don't want them to forget me with all their success, but,
shoot.
I hope you guys follow source material, but you know, go listen to Screaming Boy if Ronnie ever gets around to putting any more new episodes up. Cause I know you guys have recorded a ton. But, you know, I'm never invited on because Ronnie's mad at me or something. I don't know. But you know.
You give us too much credit. If you think we have that much sitting ready to go, that is incorrect, sir. We have exactly zero in the can.
I am always available for Ronnie Adams or you to do a recorded episode on any weekend. I will make time. I will tell Amber that I'll give her a back massage or anything to get an hour to talk comics or movie with you guys. Upcoming, you know, we do got Old Man Logan, but I guess this isn't goodbye. This is a farewell till I see you guys on Top Shelf, or you guys maybe catch me on source material or Screen Boy podcast. But with that being said, for Jesse, this is Teasley, and we've had fun from the cheat sheets, but I guess it's time for renovations.